Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hi guys, welcome to episode number 7 of Blissen Up. Today, I want to share with you a practice that I cherish. I incorporate this practice into my work and into my personal life, and I implement it with all of my clients. It is the practice of setting intentions. But before we get into what setting intentions is, why it matters, and how you can use them in your own life, I want to share with you what led me to start or to record this podcast in the first place, because that too is very important. So a couple of weeks ago, I was having a one-on-one session with one of my coaching clients. I have two different types of sessions. I either have a walking session if you're local and you're in Miami and you're nearby me and it works for you. I love walking sessions. It's a great way to process and connect and do life coaching. But I also have Zoom sessions. So I was having a Zoom session with my client, and I always start my sessions by asking the client to take a deep breath and set their intention for the call. And when I did this with this client, this was not the first time that we coached together, which I think is an important detail. I had done this with her in the past, but on this particular day, she took her deep breath, she paused, and then she said, "I always struggle with this part." So I was like, "Why? Why do you struggle with it?" And I started asking her a few more questions. And as she went on, she's like, "I guess I don't really know what setting intentions means. Is it the same thing as having a goal? Like you talk about intentions all the time, but I just really don't understand what it means." Now, we've all heard that there are no stupid questions. I'm sure you've heard that when you were a kid growing up, there was a teacher in your life that's like, "There are no stupid questions." But so often we find ourselves afraid to ask a question because we are afraid of looking stupid. We don't want to be a fool. So as this client of mine is like sharing that she doesn't really understand what intentions is, I'm like, "Why didn't you ask me this before? This is such an amazing question." And her response was, "Well, because I felt like I was supposed to know what it meant. Like I should know what that means." So she was afraid of looking stupid. But the truth is that there are no stupid questions. And if you have a question about something or you don't understand something, chances are you are not alone. So I was so grateful that she had the courage to say, "I don't really know what you're talking about. I don't really understand what this truly means. Help me do this," because that is what prompted me to record this podcast episode for you so that I don't take for granted that you know what I'm talking about when I talk about intentions, and so that you can truly use the practice in a way that serves you and benefits you. So a huge thanks to my client for telling me that she didn't understand, for asking that question, and allowing me to be able to elaborate it further on this podcast. Okay, so back to setting intentions. Setting intentions is a powerful practice that involves determining what you want to achieve or experience in a certain moment of your life, right? Like it is creating purpose to guide your thoughts, your actions, and your decisions in a setting. when you think about an intention, if you were looking up the definition of an intention on Webster's Dictionary, there are two definitions. One is what one intends to do or bring about. And the second one is a determination to act in a certain way. So it's having resolve towards something. But really, the practice of setting intentions is a mindfulness practice. It's about creating thoughtful, mindful, purposeful intentions as you're going to do something in your life. The difference between an intention and a goal is that goals tend to be specific and measurable. I'm sure you've heard of SMART goals. They are specific, they're measurable, they're achievable, they're relevant, and they are within a specific time frame. So goals tend to be very focused on outcomes. You know, you want to lose 10 pounds. That is a goal. You want to complete a project by a certain date or save a certain amount of money by a certain date. That is a goal. And goals are very important, and they help you take action, you know, in certain areas of your life. An intention is not specific or measurable or outcome focused in particular. It's actually principle focused. It emphasizes the present moment, invites you to process what you want to be, what you want to focus on, what you want to do. It's about the mindset of how you're going to show up in this moment. So setting an intention is really an invitation to create a focal point in your life. I think about a ballerina. When a ballerina is spinning, right? Like if you're doing spins, 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 what do they tell you? They tell you, get a focal point on the wall, like a dot on the wall. And every time you spin, you stay focused on that focal point. You always come back to that dot on that wall. And that helps you stay steady, not lose your balance, not lose yourself in the spin, but rather have a place that you come back to so that you can focus. You know, another example is a lighthouse. If you're in this sea, right? You're in this wide sea and you're navigating in a boat, the sea is vast and it's big. And if you're in, you know, navigating this boat at night and you have this North Star, the North Star acts as a compass. I don't even know if I said that right. As a compass. My accent is probably crazy with that word. I'm going to get made fun of by my kids for that word for sure. But anyway, it becomes a focal point guiding you in a certain direction. So you may deviate a little bit to the left, you may deviate a little bit to the right, but if you stay on that path, you stay going in the direction of the North Star or in the direction of the lighthouse, you know that you are on path, that you are on the right path. So that is what setting intentions is all about. So why does this matter? Like, why is it important to have an intention practice? For me, it's the difference between being reactive and proactive, right? Life comes at us fast. Life is, you know, it's very easy to get consumed by all the noise, by all the distractions, and by things that are super urgent. So I have found that most of us operate in a very reactive manner. We wake up and we go to sleep and the whole day kind of passes us by and we feel like we've been on a hamster wheel and we've been running, putting out fires, accomplishing tasks, serving everybody, catering to people, you know, fulfilling our responsibilities. And sometimes the end of the day comes by and we feel like we got nothing done. We feel like we weren't productive or we weren't purposeful or everything is a blur because it was just so, it was so fast. So the idea of setting an intention is to slow that process down. It is to allow yourself a minute to focus, to create a focal point, and to create direction in your life. Ways that I use the intentions is, for example, by creating a word of the year. I often talk about how, you know, at the end of December, beginning of January, I always think up of a word. What word do I want to define my year? It's like choosing one word, and all of my actions, my decisions, my choices are kind of going to fit into that word. So for example, if your word for the year is joy, you want to have a year that really prioritizes joyful things. So are you bringing joy into your marriage? Are you bringing joy into your relationship with your children? Are you doing things for yourself that bring you joy? Are you finding joy in the chaos? Are you, you know, do you have a gratitude practice that allows you to look for things that you're grateful for, which spark joy? It's all it is creating a focal point and a direction in which you want to head. Another one is the theme of the month, which is a little bit more microscopic, right? So we start out with the bigger picture, right? The whole year, and then we kind of funnel it in to more specific things. So for the month, maybe like I've shared with you in episode number four, I shared with you about how my theme for June is refresh. I want June to be a refreshing month, right? So everything that I'm focused on is about like taking, you know, being refreshing, you know, having a refreshing attitude, eating refreshing foods, making sure that I am enjoying when I walk into the house after a hot day and I feel the air and I think, oh, this AC is so refreshing. It kind of reminds me that that's my theme for the month. So it's simple things, but they ground you. They keep you steady and they keep you aligned. Another example is when we start Rejuvafast. So I don't know if you know about my program called Rejuvafast, but every quarter I host a 5-day mimic fast. And fasting is a challenge. A mimic fast is a much easier way to trick your body into believing that you're fasting. But it's still like a challenging thing because you're going to spend 5 days, not eating the foods that maybe you're used to eating and really cutting down your calories and really being mindful about what you put in your mouth. And I always encourage our Rejuvafast clients to start the fast by setting an intention. What is the intention of this fast? What are you doing this for? Maybe you are doing it as a sacrifice for a friend who is ill and you want to do it in service. Like you want to offer the fast in as a sacrifice for that person that's going through a hard time or that's struggling with an illness, and you do it in their name and their honor. Maybe the intention is to bring yourself back into your power. You want to feel powerful again as to food not controlling you, your relationship with food, like really focusing on being powerful and making powerful decisions, and that becomes your intention. Maybe your intention is to kickstart your health. You know, you've maybe been fallen off the wagon. Maybe you've been consuming a lot of alcohol or have been eating poorly, and you kind of want a refreshing kickstart to your health journey. So you go, my intention for this fast is to kickstart my health. Whatever the intention is, what you will find is that by day 3 of the fast or day 4 of the fast, when you're starting to wear down a little bit, the novelty of the fast has worn off and you're kind of hungry and you kind of feel like cheating on the fast and you want to go back to your regular life and you know you have a day and a half more to go, what's going to keep you grounded and it's going to keep you moving in the right direction is the intention. It is an incredibly powerful practice. I do it at the beginning of my coaching sessions, because not because we have to have a specific outcome at the end of the coaching session, but because most of the time when my clients come to see me, they've been running around like a chicken without a head. They have been in traffic. They've been dealing with their kids. They've had a million business meetings. They have, they're juggling 1,000 things. They have all these things on their mind. And when they start their session with me, they may have something that they wanted to address or process, or something that's really important that they want to prioritize, but they will start talking about the first or the last thing that happened to them before they met with me, right? Because that is where the wind has taken them in that moment. And if you're not intentional, then all of a sudden the entire hour has passed and they haven't focused on the things that matter to them. They haven't focused on those priorities that they really wanted to address with me. They just kind of reacted. They were living in a reactive state and they were just talking about whatever. By setting an intention, I have them take a deep breath and I have them arrive at this moment to just stop, reflect, and think. And sometimes the intention is to process what just happened right now. That is the intention. And that is perfectly okay. And sometimes the intention is, I want to focus on this, but I need to get this out before. So I always bring them back to it. And sometimes the intention is, I just need an hour of peace. I just need peace. And our walking sessions is very peaceful. So I know how I have to show up in the coaching session based on how my client sets their intention. It's a beautiful practice. It's one that I consider that we should all do. You can set an intention before you have a difficult conversation. You can set an intention before you take an important trip. What do you want that trip to reflect? What do you want to focus on? You can set an intention for your birthday, on the day of your birthday. What do you want this trip around the sun to be like this year? What do you want to focus on? What do you want to redirect yourself to when you start to fall off track, when you start to feel disoriented, or you start to feel like you are reacting to everything around you? Setting an intention is always bringing you back into alignment. And that is something that is so important for all of us to do and to focus on and to really be mindful of, because the noise will distract you. Urgencies will take over. And before you know it, you can be aimlessly going through life with everyone else's priorities, everyone else's needs, everyone else's calendar and incentives and motives and agenda. And you forget about your own life, your priorities, your values, your dreams, your goals. That's what setting intentions is all about. So I hope that this has been helpful. I hope that you create an intentional practice in your life and that you use this in your everyday to really be mindful and be present and focus on the principles that you want to guide you in everything that you do. I hope you have a sacred Sunday and that today is the beginning of a very intentional, meaningful, and blissful existence. Have a great week, everybody. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, your wellness, and your relationships, and you're looking for a life coach to work with you one-on-one, and really help you just retrain your brain, define success on your own terms, and just live healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, well, I invite you to schedule a consult with me.
Let's have a conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to calendar of consult right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or send me a DM on Instagram at carolinedeposada. I'm so excited to connect with you a little further. Now, as far as this podcast goes, I would so appreciate if you could leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so much. And like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thank you for helping me spread good in this world.